Blog Talk Radio.
Small businesses are the heart of the American economy. They're responsible for half of all private sector jobs. And they create roughly 70% of all new jobs in the past decade. So small businesses are not only job generators, they're also at the heart of the American dream. After all, these are businesses born in family meetings around kitchen tables. Born when a worker takes a chance on her desire to be her own boss. They're born when a part-time inventor becomes a full-time entrepreneur. Or when somebody sees a product that could be better, a service that could be smarter, and they think, well, why not me? Let me try it. Let me take my shot.
Good evening, Blog Talk Land. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Emmanuel Neal. You are tuned in to the Business Coaching Corner, and I appreciate you for listening and checking us out. This is a show where we like to interview entrepreneurs and artists and get a peek inside their minds for the business of what they're in, some of their inspirations, some of their goals, some of their struggles and challenges, and hopefully through listening to what they have to tell us, we can learn some things, we can exchange some ideas, and we can promote their business and what they are doing. So that is the goal of this show. I am actually waiting on our guest for this evening, so while they're checking in, thought I'd tell you a little bit about myself. I am a business coach and a consultant, and I've worked with entrepreneurs in many industries, and I've worked with artists as well in many different genres. And I've helped with business plans, financial plans, forecasting, HR, marketing, all that good stuff. I've helped entrepreneurs, and artists, get ready for their performances, coach them on some of their talents and skills, such as one of the artists that we'll be adding to the Writing Under the Influence Media group of shows will be a comedian, one of my friends named Aaron, and he's really funny. And I worked with him to help him brush up on some of his material and got him in front of an audience. So that's what I, as a business coach, like to do. I help entrepreneurs reach their goals, their further goals, and strategize for the future. The guest I have lined up for this evening is a married gospel duo out of Indianapolis named Words of Encouragement. And they have produced their first track. It's called Be Who You Are. And people, I tell you, it is excellent. I'm really waiting for them to call in. I'm hoping that they got everything okay. But I'm looking forward to them telling you the inspiration and the story behind this track, how they work together as a married couple and partnership in doing art. Because, you know, when you work with your spouse sometimes doing art or business and both, it can be challenging. You know, you have your own personalities that sometimes seep into the business environment. You both can be strong-willed sometimes, you know. Sometimes your personal issues from your relationship might seep into the business discussion, and it can be challenging. So I'm interested to see how they handle that. So we'll see. As I send them a message real quick, and if they don't call in, what I will do is play their track for you, and we can talk about it ourselves. ain't gonna talk bad about them behind their back or nothing. You know, it's really a really great track, and you really got to hear it. In preparation for them to come on, I guess I will tell you about what I did over the weekend. And I have a caller on the line. I should put them on the line and let them tell me what they did over the weekend. But over the weekend, I actually participated in a ceremony from Columbia College, Chicago, graduating with a Master's in Arts Management, with a focus in business and entrepreneurship. So, you know, as I wait for my guest to come on, I thought I might share that with you people that are listening. And I want to congratulate all the graduates of 2016 in this graduating season. If you look on Facebook, you'll see there are a lot of graduates, a lot of proud moms and dads, a lot of proud students that that made it through and had to overcome some hurdles, but they made it through. So congratulations to all of the graduates of 2016. I'm going to open up this line since this person is sitting on here patiently talking, listening to me talk. Hello, caller. How are you this evening?
Are you talking to me? I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in. How is your evening going?
My evening is going splendid. It was such a beautiful day. I'm relaxing.
It was.
Right now.
It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I think I have my guest tuned in. Is this words of encouragement?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
What's going on? How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How y'all doing?
We are doing quite well. We have been sitting on here enjoying the company. I was just about to just play our song without y'all and just, you know, talk about y'all behind y'all back until y'all got on here, but I know it's 11 o'clock in Indianapolis, so I appreciate y'all either being up or taking time out of whatever y'all were doing to call in. So I appreciate it. How y'all doing today?
We doing all right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just getting things prepared. We got a performance on Thursday, so we've been doing some practicing and just getting prepared for that, a performance and interview. So just trying to keep things going, you know?
I feel you. Congratulations on the single. It's really cool. Y'all did a really good job, and it's, the message is tight, the music is tight. Tell me about that. Tell me about the inspiration and you know, how y'all came up with that.
Well, it kind of actually the song kind of came out of nowhere. One day, kind of working on some stuff, just really messing around, found this beat, and came up with the chorus. And I came to my wife, like, man, listen to this chorus. And this was early because we've been married. It wasn't more than, 4 or 5 months that we was married. So early in our marriage. So we hadn't really committed to making music together. We both knew that we used to make music back in the day or whatever, or previously was doing things like that. But anywho, I wrote the chorus and then wrote a little verse and showed it to my wife. She was like, oh, that's tight. And so, you know, it was like, well, you could, you know, sing at this point. And it just started coming together. And then we had our guy Beats that we work with, who makes most of our tracks, had him remake the beat. And, man, it's just been flowing. Then we As for the video idea, that kind of came later, and we just perfected it as time went on, and finally got it done. And we really just want people to see that it's okay to be yourself. Like that's who God made you to be. Whether it's ups, whether it's negatives or positives about yourself, you still gotta love yourself. I think that's something that missing a lot in this world is, and not that like selfish love of self, but that godly love of self, that love of self that causes peace, that causes change in lives, that causes inspiration to other people. That type of love. We're really sincere about that message.
That is that's beautiful, and yeah, we do need a lot more of that. How was the writing process to work together? I know based on your bio, and you may want to, I should have started at the beginning, but we just kind of jumped right into it. Just introduce yourself to the audience. I know I mentioned words of encouragement, but that's one thing I'm curious about is how did you come up with the group name? So please introduce yourself to the people.
The way we came up with the group name was TJ and I, we both, one thing that we have in common is we love to encourage other people. That's one thing that we noticed about each other. And I just kept saying, I said, since we love to encourage one another, encourage other people, I said, why don't we just use the name Words of Encouragement, because that's something that, it tells a little bit about ourselves and what we love to do and what we enjoy doing. And plus with our music, it's very encouraging. We share testimonies about ourselves in our writing, and basically we're sharing it because we want to encourage somebody else that if we can get through it and if God can help us through it, surely he can do the same for you. So that's one of the reasons why we use the name Words of Encouragement.
And as for just introducing ourselves, my name is Taja Dean Riley. Most people call me TJ, and I'm one half of Words of Encouragement, of course. Beautiful voice that you hear is my wife, Kamoka Riley, who's the other part of Words of Encouragement. And, yeah, that's basically how it came about. It's funny because when she brought that to me, well, back in the day, a friend of mine always used to make fun of me because I was always trying to encourage people in the Lord and talking about Jesus. He was like, man, your rap name should be Words of Encouragement.
Yeah.
So when she came to me, he was going to, make fun of me in a good way, though. But when she came, like that, I was like, wow, it's like full circle. And, it just fits us totally.
Hello.
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay. Fading in and out. Yeah, moving around.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You kind of fading in and out. I don't know if y'all are moving, but what I'm gonna do is, if y'all don't mind, while that comes back in clear, I'm going to play the track. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, good. I appreciate it. People, y'all are going to enjoy this track. Please listen to the words. Please absorb the message. Please just absorb the spirit of it. I mean, it's just lovely. So it's really cool. Y'all did a really great job. So let's check it out.
I was someone else completely. It's like I'm losing my mind. Lord, show me a sign. Tired of being confined, come free me. Cause I know that you're there, and I know that you care, and I know that you hear me screaming. fight no more, I'm pleading. Is it the man that I am? Cause I don't understand. They say it's all in your plans and that I'm saving your hand. But I'm not Abraham, not sure if my faith will stand. Should I change who I am just so I can fit in? Well, even if I try, who I am inside, he will never die, he will never die. Even if I try, who I am inside, he will never die, he will never die. You are everything you are, everything you are, everything you are. Everything you are, everything you are was destined by God. Be who you are, everything you are, everything you are, everything you are. Be who you are, everything you are, everything you are was destined by God.
So don't let nobody tell you that you're too short, too tall, too big, too small, too slow, too white, too black, too skinny, too fat, none of that. God created you in his image and you are just exactly who he made you to be. And where you are in life, exactly where he wants you to be. Be encouraged, knowing the situation serves a purpose. Biblically, Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, but what they meant for evil led Joseph to his destiny. I can't promise there won't be problems, but I promise that God can solve them. I promise that God is faithful. I promise that all he made you is for a divine reason, for a certain season. Keep faith, though you don't understand the meaning. Believe it, there's power in the name Jesus to break every chain. Don't hold on to the pain and the things that they say. Forgive and release it and choose peace.
Be who you are, everything you are, everything you are, everything you are. Be who you are, everything you are, everything you are was destined by God. Be who you are, everything you are, everything you are, everything you are. Be who you are, everything you are, everything you are was destined by God.
So be who you are, cause who you are is destined by God. Fearfully, wonderfully made, of this world is what you are not. So be who you are, cause who you are is destined by God. Fearfully, wonderfully made, of this world is what you are not.
Be who you are, everything you are, everything you are, everything you are. Be who you are, everything you are, everything you are was destined by God.
That is. Sorry, I don't have the sound effects for the, you know, all of that, but just imagine the crowd going wild and everything, you know. I'm really proud of y'all, man, and I really received that message, and I'm sure a lot of people will. So I'm really glad that y'all were moved to do that. Let everybody know how they can purchase the single and how they can get in touch with you and follow you, website, et cetera.
Well, as for the single, it's available on iTunes. You also can, if you got things like Spotify, you can find it on Spotify and play it. The single's on YouTube. The video is on YouTube. Please watch that and share it. You just want to search for Be Who You Are, Words of Encouragement. It'll come up. That's some great ways to tune in. Another, you can come to our website, our Reverb Nation website, which is www.reverbnation.com/words of encouragement. We got a few other tracks on there, too, that you can check out. We actually really soon here in the next few months, we're going to have physical CDs. So you can actually become one of our Facebook page and like our Facebook page because we'll be putting information on that. Just, of course, look up Words of Encouragement. You'll see me and my wife on it. I think there's another Words of Encouragement, like organization type thing. So make sure you like the one with me and my wife. You'll see two happy loving faces smiling at you. Yeah, please, please like it. Please go like our Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter. Words of Encourage One. At Words of Encourage One. I believe, yeah, it's actually Words of Encourage, but it doesn't have the G. It's Encura One. That's the one they would, that Twitter would let us use. Those are some good ways to get in touch with us. You can also email us if you really want to get in touch with us directly. Words of Encouragement@yahoo.com. Some of the best ways is really just meet that support on the YouTube page, on the YouTube with the videos. The one on there watching the video, sharing it, encouraging people with it, telling people about it. That's a big thing. We really need that. And going on our Facebook page and just liking the page and commenting, and we're going to continually put things on that page. We try to put encouraging things on the page also, scriptures and just things to keep everybody going, because every day is a challenge. Those are some of the main ways you can get in touch with us.
Okay, cool. A few little random thoughts. Kamoko, congratulations on your graduation. And I was stalking y'all's Facebook page to make the pictures for the slideshow. I'm a really good stalker, too, So at the top of the show, you're right, I was saying congrats to grads for this year. And so congratulations on your achievements. Wanted to make sure I noticed that. So cool. So let's talk a little bit about the business of it. People that are on the computer, as I was talking about, and I forgot to open up the chat room real quick. I keep forgetting to do that. But people that are on the computer, you can call in, you can ask questions, you can comment. We have about another almost 9 minutes on the computer, and then about another few minutes afterwards. And again, I appreciate y'all being able to give us y'all's time and stuff. How's the reaction to the song been? I know it's been really positive, but on the business end of it, how has it been in terms of doing more performances? I know you said you were preparing for a show, so what is your thought process and plan now? What are y'all doing now?
Right now, just honestly trying to get into that flow of ministering to people consistently, taking advantage of as many opportunities as we can with that. The more people we get out and actually really just touch physically, and hear our music in the live, is really going to bless the whole operation. We're really looking to find us a band, a suitable band that'll fit well with us, that'll help a lot with performances and just really bring that power. So if there's anybody listening that has a great band or a band member, please go to our Facebook page, Words of Encouragement, like it and comment and let us know. We would love to connect with you. It's one of the big things we're working on. Also, just trying to, as we said, trying to get the entire EP together and get that out here to where, we do have these different performances and things like that. We'll have some physical music that people can buy. And just finishing up the songs, it's some great songs that are coming with just as much as a powerful message as Be Who You Are. So every song that we make, we're trying to make it solid. We're putting our all into it. We're definitely investing our own money into it. So it's not like we're signed to any label or, anything like that. It's all coming out of our pockets. But we feel like we don't mind doing that, because it's not just investing in ourselves. It's investing in the work of God. So we definitely, would love to get work on getting some sponsors and things like that. think that's some things that Odyssey would love to have more help with, is getting sponsors and things like that to push things along. But once we have that album out, we also want to, most likely going to be having another video coming to everyone here in the near future, and just consistently getting these performances and interviews like this to get, you know, just to get us out there and speak. Those are some big things. And of course, you know, with music, it's always that tedious part on the back end, just trying to get all the paperwork right on that. And that comes with other little fees and things like that. And that's one of the things, that's one of the biggest challenges in my opinion with music, is it's already challenging in terms of the creative process, but that's also fun. But the back end, when you really want to do it professionally, that's where the big challenge comes in,
is
taking care of all those little things, that business side. And then it's tedious, and it can be not necessarily expensive, but in combination with everything else you're doing, it can get, you know, it's those little fees, and this fee here and this fee here.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just trying to get all of that together.
We're trying to make sure that we have all of our I's dotted and all of our T's crossed before we go any farther. We want to make sure, like my husband said, the back end is taken care of. Because when you think about it, in the end, you need to make sure that's the whole part of the business aspect of it, is making sure the behind-the-scenes work is done. Everybody can see what's in front, but that, you know, that behind-the-scenes work is what counts the most. And so that's where the process we're kind of in right now, that we're going through right now.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, it's all a growing process because, you know, we both have done music as a major part of our lives. But still, you know, it's still always, there's so much growth to happen. You know, just, and that's why we always listening. We always, you know, picking the brains of people who may have different ideas and have more experience. And just really trying to make this solid, because we don't just believe, we know that our music has the ability to reach different people all over the world and really touch people, you know. And that's not to be arrogant, that's just to glorify God, because you know, out of all the music I made a lot of music, this is where I feel the most comfortable with the music that me and my wife make. We fit, you know, and it's the place where I want to be, and where I was meant to be. And the same with my wife, you know. And now it's like when we write tracks, they just flow together. Outside of the EP that we're working on, we got several other songs just written and things like that. So still in the works. So we're definitely ahead of the game when it comes to this, to making the music together.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of investing and taking. To make sure that those things are coming together solid.
Yeah. Number one, let me say that I can hear the passion in both of you. And I love how y'all covered so many different things in that answer, because y'all answered so many questions that I was going to ask you. But I love it, because that's the passion. You know, I'm just sitting here just checking off each question as y'all keep talking. But I love it. Number one, it shows your passion. It also shows your experience of professionalism. And that's something that I can see as I've been doing this, that, you know, is a strength for some artists, and I see that as a strength for you, and that you know, this passion exudes forth, and you're able to really talk about what you're doing, and it's really not hard. You're very authentic, and I really love it. So, I want to let the computer crowd know that tune in next week. They're about to go off if they're not already off. Let the tune in every week. I'm talking to entrepreneurs about what they are doing, their projects, their business, their goals, their plans, and every week we will feature another entrepreneur. If you are an entrepreneur and you want to talk, send me an inbox on Facebook, Emmanuel Neal, and we will have you on. As for the other people, we have just a couple more minutes. I'm not going to keep y'all on too long because y'all have been very honestly informative and very great. And I, like I said, appreciate that y'all are able to be up with me this long because I know y'all are an hour ahead of me in Indianapolis. I'm going to open up this line and see if this caller who has been on for the entire show and was really excited to hear you, and I think she saw your video. Caller, your line is open if you'd like to comment or say anything or ask any questions.
First, hi, guys. Congratulations on your song. I love it. I got to say this. You all are so cute as a couple, and when you come through on the screen, y'all just so freaking cute. I love it. The song.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are very welcome. I love the song. Thank you for doing that, especially with a lot of people not realizing that knowing thyself first to kind of conquer everything. So with that said, in your video and putting it all together, and our children, our little girls now, don't love themselves, so your video says a lot. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. And it means a lot just hearing you say that and, like, just the love in your voice. Like, it really does mean a whole lot because, you know, we need to know that that our message is being noticed. And, you know, every time someone says thank you or someone, you know, points out how it touched them, it touches us, it ministers to us, because just as much as we want everyone to hear that message, we also need to hear that message. And staying true to ourselves is just something that's, it's almost like not cool anymore, I guess you would say, in this world, you know, everybody, everything, yeah, it's like everything has been made into this whole be this. If you look like
society is now telling everybody what they need to be instead of people using their own minds and just being who they are called to be. And I think that that's what me and TJ, we were just like, when we came up with the idea of the video, we were saying things like, people need to know that it's okay to be unique. It's okay to be who they are instead of what society is telling us and shaping us and who we need to be. And so when we hear comments like that where someone is encouraged by it and they're that really blesses us because we are one of those people that you see in the video that somebody told us, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. So when we see other people being encouraged by it, we're also encouraged by it too because we once had that mindset that we were scared to step out and be who we were. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you, caller, for your support and for hanging in there and listening and you know, as usual, contributing your positivity and sunshine to the whole mix. So I appreciate it. Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
So to the young artists coming up, especially the gospel artists, because that is a genre to itself that's different in music, and we go into a whole, you know, conversation about some of the, you know, the things around the whole gospel aspect of it. But to the young artists coming up that want to do this, that want to be like you, what are some things that you would say?
Oh, be patient.
Yeah.
Be very patient. Nothing happens overnight. Trust God.
Yeah.
Put Him first. And whatever you do, know that the gifts that you are using, if you are called to do it, that whatever He has for you, whatever is in store for you, you will definitely reach that goal. But be patient. Enjoy the journey of getting to wherever God is taking you. Don't try to rush anything. Don't be in a rush. Enjoy every moment. And just know that the journey that you're in, you already are in your purpose. So just enjoy that moment, because you can't get it back.
Yes, and put your trust in God and not people. So don't do it to satisfy people.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's
definitely
it's gonna discourage you. It's gonna break you down. People may not react the way you envision them to react. Do it to please God. You know,
that's what keeps us going.
Yes.
It's not about what other people think or what how they react towards us, as much as it is about what God is doing for us and with us and through us. That's what's really keeping us going, and it keeps us encouraged. It keeps us excited about what we're doing, mm-hmm. because when you're trying to please people, you won't satisfy everybody. So if your mindset is pleasing other people, you're losing.
Yeah.
But if your mindset is pleasing Christ, then you're winning, because no matter what you do, you cannot fail, because He's going to take you wherever you need to go, because you're doing it for Him.
And just to really find your voice,
yeah,
like find your voice, that's where that patience, like my wife was talking about, that's where that patience comes in. Don't feel like you got to sound like everybody else, because you know, we don't need another duplicate of any artist that's already out here. We need you.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, that's
what draws your audience to you. When they see something different, when they hear something different, they're like, "Oh, I gotta check this person out." Because when somebody dares to stand apart from everyone else, that makes the person more interesting.
Yeah.
Versus, mm-hmm. I already heard that before. So yeah,
exactly. And I mean, honestly, completely honest, anytime you're going to do something for Christ, be ready for the fight, be ready for the battle, be ready for the enemy to come, be ready for challenges to come. That's why it's good to stay in the Word. That's why it's good to have that faith. It's not just a faith of just talking about sitting in a church building. I'm speaking of a faith where you really put God first in your life and trust that He's going to take care of things. You have that peace, because if you're married, He's going to try to attack your marriage. If you're single, he's going to try to make you feel bad because you ain't married. If you're trying to start a business, he's going to be a business. He's going to try to break that down. He's going to attack that. If you got some issues with your family, he's going to attack that. I mean, you may lose a family. You know, it's just so many things, so many ways the enemy's going to come at you. That's why it's so important to stand on that foundation of the Word. It's not just something just to run around and say. It's something that's more transcending.
Yeah.
Especially for me and my wife, you know, it's transcending. It's something that's always going to give you peace, going to give you that assurance that God is. I mean, when you really think of the concept of Christianity, knowing that there's this Christ who died for you,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
who rose again, who now has blessed you with the Spirit of God. People think mm-hmm. that very small. Oh, that's just some religious. No, to have the Spirit of God is a powerful thing. So trust in that Spirit. Let that Spirit work in your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is powerful. I appreciate that. I'm glad I asked you that, and I'm glad you shared that, because as young people and musicians, and especially like I said, in this area, need to hear that. And it was interesting that you would say, especially when you're doing work for God, you be praying for the battles, because there are an extra a level of battles that I would think, you know. It actually led me to wondering real quick, how is your, and I'm going to assume, and maybe I shouldn't assume, Do y'all attend church regularly?
Yes, actually we do.
Yes.
Okay. So do they know about your project and how supportive have they been or have they been? And, you know, has that been or, you know, what?
They actually, our church family actually do know about our project. They have been showing so much love. We've already had people come up to us asking us when is the album going to drop because they're ready to support an autographed album. So they've been showing us love. They actually are looking to actually work us in so that we can actually perform at our church and you know, share our gifts in the church. We're very excited to, because at first they didn't even know until we actually released like three of our singles on Reverb Nation and was just like, you know, check our music out. And then when we did the video, that's because we didn't really actually say anything to anybody. But once the links got out there, it got to our pastor, you know, he was just like, really, you know, like, wow, you know, okay, you guys got to come here. You guys got to do that up in here, you know. So they've been showing us much love over at Emmanuel. We really appreciate the love that we've gotten from our church family.
Good, good. Well, you know what? We have had a great conversation, and I think that we have all been blessed. I've been blessed. Like I said, I appreciate that you – number one, that I know y'all, you know, and I appreciate TJ, how, you know, I remember the project that we worked on together and some of our conversations, and it's cool to see you, you know, what you're doing now. And he talked about being married, and this is when I think you just had your child, and how that was a positive influence on his life and the whole thing, and I was really proud about that. So to see y'all do this project together for me personally was something that I really admired and wanted to make sure that I let both of y'all know personally. So thank you kindly for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the support and taking the time out to have us on the show.
Yeah, thanks.
And again, I want to thank the caller who blessed us with the love. I believe her name was it Pam? Well, we appreciate you too, and definitely appreciate you for having us on the show. We love to come back on at any time.
Yeah, we'd love to. Thank you.
Cool, cool. Well, we're going to play the music on the way out. People, grab this off of iTunes, Be Who You Are by Words of Encouragement. And I want to thank y'all again for tuning in. Any last words on your way out the door for the people?
Just trust God. And, keep praying for us. You'll keep praying for y'all.
Yeah.
Do this thing for Christ.
Cool, cool. Well, y'all have a good evening, and I wish y'all much continued success. And I will be talking with you real soon.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right, good night.